Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, The Scepter Given to Judah, and it is based on Genesis chapter 35, verses 22 through 26, chapter 38, verses 24 through 26, and chapter 49, verses 10 through 12. A scepter is a rod-like object that is a symbol of authority, usually associated with a monarchy. Today's study introduces a monarchy into the Abrahamic lineage. Just as his father before him, Israel, issued pronouncements and observations upon his 12 sons before he died. You can see what they all are in Genesis chapter 49. The one he gave to Judah turned out to be prophetic and is the focus on one of the study passages. He said that a permanent ruler shall come from Judah, who shall be the head of the family. It is from the tribe of Judah that David, Solomon, and Jesus all came. Jesus is the final, everlasting, eternal king of the Abrahamic line. His blood and sacrifice has made salvation possible for all humanity for all time. One of the points of the study text which was chosen is to show that Israel's family was not perfect, but God was able to use them in spite of their missteps. Israel's oldest son, Reuben, bedded his wife Rachel's handmaid, who was the mother of two of Israel's sons, Daniel and Naphtali. The text also informs us that Judah, Israel's son to whom the scepter would belong, unknowingly bedded his daughter-in-law, which resulted in her becoming pregnant. There are other incidents and missteps Israel's sons committed that are not part of the study text. The point is that God can use imperfect humanity to accomplish his goals. Yet God expects the best of his children, and nothing but their best is acceptable to him. Their best may not always be without controversy or misgivings, but God sees and looks at their hearts and motivation. This is not to say anything about Israel or his son's heart or motivations. God had and has a plan of redemption for humanity, and Israel and his sons were and are part of that plan. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep his commandments.